From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Wednesday, February 4th. Shasta County announced its first measles case of the year over the weekend. The patient is a minor who recently traveled outside the area. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on the highly contagious disease.
The child was placed in isolation and is recovering at home. Public health officials believe the kid was likely exposed during recent trips to Southern California and the Bay Area, where recent outbreaks have been reported. James Mu is Shasta County's public health officer. He says there haven't been any additional local cases linked to the infected child.
For minors, we do have good measles immunization rate, but there are some pockets of communities that may not be as up to date.
Vaccination is the best way to protect against measles, which usually come with a hallmark rash, fever, and cough. The most recent state data from the 2023-2024 school year shows 95% of kindergarten students in Shasta County had completed two or more doses of the required vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella. That was just under the statewide rate of 96%. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Chico State President Steve Perez struck an optimistic tone at yesterday's State of the University address. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, that's especially true when it comes to the school's finances.
Perez says enrollment has grown consecutively over the last 3 years. It's a welcome reversal after steep declines related to the 2018 campfire and COVID-19 pandemic.
Deep down, what it means is there's more students coming to Chico State that we get to interact with, that we get to the privilege of being part of their lives, and that we get to help them turn into what they want to be.
Perez says enrollment numbers are tied to state funding. More students means a better financial outlook. And money has been extremely tight for the California State University system. Last year, CalMatters reported the system was short $2.3 billion. It's led to hundreds of degree cuts and hiring freezes. But Perez says the governor's proposed budget for the upcoming year would restore some much-needed funds to the university.
It's a recognition of at least the governor's realization of how important higher education is.
It just has to get through the legislature. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
A new library service is helping Butte County residents sign up for emergency alerts. According to reporting by KRCR, the Butte County Sheriff's Office is working with all six library branches to register more people following the recent switch to the new Smart 911 system. Library staff are available to assist county residents with the online registration process, by phone or in person. No appointments are needed. A proposal to study mileage-based road charges is fueling a public back-and-forth between California Republican Kevin Kiley and Governor Gavin Newsom. Lawmakers advanced a bill last week which would study how charging drivers by the mile could affect transportation funding as gas tax revenues decline. Congressman Kiley criticized the proposal, warning that similar studies have historically led to pilot programs and permanent taxes layered on top of existing fees. He pointed to California's gas tax being the highest in the nation, and argued lawmakers have not shown a willingness to roll back existing taxes.
Having been in the legislature, as he points out, I know what these studies, you know, how they work. They'll first do the study, and then they'll do maybe a pilot, and then eventually it'll become policy. And so the best way to sort of, you know, stop that freight train from gaining momentum is to make sure you speak out about how bad the idea is from the inception.
Governor Newsom pushed back on social media, calling claims of a new mileage tax misleading and emphasizing the bill only authorizes a study, not a new tax. Assembly Democrats on Monday rejected an amendment to the bill that would have barred a mileage charge from being added on top of the existing gas tax. A former Fox News commentator running for California governor has pulled in more donations than any other candidate in the latest round of fundraising. That's according to campaign finance reports filed this week. Reporter Jeannie Kwong with our partner CalMatters says Republican candidate Steve Hilton brought in a little more than $4 million in the second half of 2025.
Hilton's latest haul is higher than what several prominent Democratic candidates raised in the same time period. including Bay Area Congressman Eric Swalwell, former Orange County Representative Katie Porter, or former Biden administration official Javier Becerra. Democratic billionaire Tom Steyer is in a different boat than all these people because he's self-funding his campaign. Having so many candidates still in the race is likely dividing Democratic donors' attention, and one Democratic strategist told me he's never seen a California governor's race in so much flux.
Jeannie Kwong with our California newsroom partner, Cal Matters. The Super Bowl is this Sunday at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. South Bay residents are worried that increased event security will escalate ICE's immigration enforcement. From our California newsroom partners at KALW, Kara Nguyen has more.
In a press conference today, the NFL's head of security, Kathy Lanier, tried to assuage people's fears about ICE.
There are no planned ICE or immigration enforcement operations that are scheduled around the Super Bowl or any of the Super Bowl-related events.
But people are still feeling cautious. Here's Miriam Arif of the Services Immigrant Rights and Education Network, or SIREN.
This administration, as we have seen, can be very unpredictable. So for us as community organizations, our goal is to make sure that we are prepared for the worst-case scenario.
A coalition of grassroots groups is organizing a series of rallies in response. They're also coordinating de-escalation work, legal observer training, and a rapid response network. For Arif, one thing is clear.
We don't want ICE on our streets here in the Bay, especially not during the Super Bowl.
In San Francisco, I'm Karen Nguyen.
Shasta County has a new judge. Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed Redding attorney Ryan Burrs to the Shasta County Superior Court. Burrs has a law degree from UC Law San Francisco and has operated his own practice since 2018. He's taking the spot left open when Judge Monique McKee retired. A Northern California congressman is calling for a federal audit into fraud across California government programs. Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley of Rockland says he intends to request a Government Accountability Office review to measure the scale of waste, fraud, and abuse statewide. He pointed to pandemic-era unemployment fraud, financial aid fraud in the community college system, and recent indictments tied to homelessness and healthcare funding. Representative Kiley says the audit would examine how much money has been lost, who committed the fraud, and where stolen funds ended up.
What I want to do is try to get a full, complete, comprehensive picture of just how large the scale of the problem is.
He says the findings could help guide reforms in California and inform federal efforts to prevent similar fraud nationwide. And drivers should expect overnight road closures on the Upper Skyway starting next Monday. The Paradise Irrigation District says work to replace aging water pipelines will require full closures between Clark Road, Rocky Lane, and Wagstaff Road. Closures will be in effect overnight Monday through Thursday from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Friday night work is only planned if there are weather-related delays. The pipeline project runs through late June and is aimed at improving water service reliability. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, February 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.